This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allowed 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, 3-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Doug Carr, Scott Anderson, 97.1 The Ticket. Quick follow-up here, a couple things with the blitz thingy. One is Tom Milliken from the morning show came in and made a hell of a point about the question of, is it worse to lose on a Hail Mary or a long methodical drive? And he said different answers for regular season and postseason. Losing in the postseason on a Hail Mary like that would be torture because you've basically got the game won if you go out and execute. One of the easier plays to defend. And it, like I said, there's no, if you lose in the postseason, it's not like you can fix it for next week. You can practice it, you know, during practice when you get back on the field on Wednesday. If you lose in the postseason that way, that is a torturous way to lose. But regular season, it's a different thing because you do have a chance to fix things. But my God. Can you imagine losing a playoff game on a Hail Mary?
That would suck, but I really don't know if it's worse either way.
Don't you?
No, I don't.
I think it'd be a lot worse.
Yeah, because the end result's the same, so I don't know. Yeah, that was a tough question to ask or answer. I think it's the same thing. Like, do you hate to lose or you'd love to win? I mean, one of those just weird questions that it's, I don't know if I even have a 51.
Well, I do. The other thing is, I want to make sure I'm emphasizing the Jordan Love answer on who tricked me. I said at the beginning, this is wishful thinking. I am so scared of Jordan Love because of what he did last Thanksgiving and the 9 interceptions. Not everything has been his fault, but I'm just crossing my fingers that he's going to throw like 18 interceptions this year. I'd feel a lot better.
It could happen, Doug. I mean, it's not he's done this for a decade against the Lions. He had a really good year last year that I think that a lot of people didn't expect.
No.
And you know.
He has said this week, because he got hurt again, he said this week that it's realistic that he plays this Sunday. He did not practice yesterday. If he doesn't play, we get the Malik Willis experience. And there's something about this guy. In that he goes to Green Bay and you put the weapons around him and he suddenly looks better. And I'm not going to sit here and tell you that for those that wanted him drafted out of college, that this is any kind of victory lap. I think he's been put in the right situation and completed 75% of his passes for 380 yards, 3 touchdowns, no picks. He's averaging 9 yards a carry on 16 carries, around 9 yards a carry, and he's running their offense. Here's what's crazy is he's beaten 3 teams. He was at Tennessee. Did you see the 3 teams that he has beaten this year in Green Bay?
Why don't you tell me?
Jacksonville, Houston, and Indianapolis. The 3 other teams in the AFC South. So I'm looking at this today. I'm like, wait a sec. He beat the 3 teams that he's scouted, you know, been preparing for, even if he didn't play in the games, you know, backups prepare for the games. If he plays this weekend against the Lions, We'll see what happens, but it's really weird that the games where he didn't beat Jacksonville by himself, but those are the three games that they've won where he's really played a big role, and they're all former division mates that he's played against. So maybe he had a specific familiarity with their roster and what they did that helped him in those games.
Maybe. I think he's a scary prospect for the Lions defense that is without Aiden Hutchinson. Yeah. Because Hutch, even though sometimes he would get a little over-exuberant about trying to get to the quarterback and maybe lose contain, if it happens once, that's all it takes, and then he adjusts. Because we don't know who the Lions' defensive ends are, and they're bringing guys up of the practice squad to play. Mm-hmm. I just feel like it's a bad recipe, you know, for players that are really trying to make the mark on this team and want to get after the quarterback, that if he gets outside on those guys, it can be real trouble.
As far as the Lions are concerned, they are coming off, and this is kind of our first look at the Green Bay game. They're in the midst of an incredible offensive heater. ESPN put that out yesterday that Jared Goff, the last four games, his 83.5% completion percentage is the highest, is an NFL record for highest completion percentage over any four-game span in NFL history. He's been more accurate than any quarterback has ever been before for a four-game span. In the last four games, the Lions are averaging 44 points a game. They've thrown 10 touchdowns, not all Goff, 10 touchdowns, no picks. And his QBR is 155 in this four-game stretch.
His quarterback rating.
Yes. Yes.
QBR is the other stat.
Sorry, that's the ESPN one. My bad. But yes, his quarterback rating is 155.
It's near perfect.
Yeah. And I just got to look up right now because the league leader in quarterback rating right now is 115. Lamar Jackson's at 115.4. Jared Goff is 115.3. Last four games, he's been at 155.
He's been ridiculously accurate and deadly, and that's a testament to the offensive line giving him time to throw. It's everything working together. It's having a run game that teams have to respect. His play-action passing is top of the charts, but he's also like the best passer in the league when it comes to dealing with pressure. Mm-hmm. You want to blitz him, good luck, because he just knows the offense. This is where it's between the shoulders and what in between the ears of how good he is. And to your point, what you love about quarterbacks is being able to process things. He processes things very quickly, sees the field, knows where the ball has to go. And like Dan Campbell has said, he's not trying to do too much. So he's not forcing the action. He's going to take what's in front of him. And if that means that it's a 6-yard gain, that's instead of, you know, trying to make some play for 20, then he'll take the 6 yards. And when you look at the game on Sunday where they, you know, Lions blew out Tennessee with 52 points, he completed 12 out of 15 passes, but he didn't even have 100 yards passing.
Yeah.
You know, so it's like it doesn't matter that he was averaging less than 8 yards of completion. That didn't matter. What matters was that 3 out of 12 of those completions went for touchdowns. Or maybe more importantly, it's 3 out of the 15 attempts that he made went for touchdowns. It was 4 out of 16 when you look at the team. Well, I guess if you throw in David Montgomery's touchdown, and then you had a couple of passes, I guess, that Hendon Hooker threw as well. But it's a ridiculously high percentage in that game alone. But it's just a continuation off of what they've done over the last four games. And you ask yourself, is it sustainable? I think as long as he's got protection, it's sustainable.
Well, and this Green Bay defense, they give up some yards passing, but they have 10 interceptions, which is tied for second in the league. They've been making the plays on footballs. They will challenge. Now, they're banged up a little bit in the secondary as well, and they got some guys that need to get back and get on the field. And if they do, you know, at full strength, guys like Evan Williams got a hamstring, Jair Alexander's got a knee. Any of those guys practiced yesterday. I kind of want them to be at full strength because I want to see what this thing looks like, you know. I want to see Packers and Lions. I know the Lions won't be at full strength. They're not getting back Aiden Hutchinson. It's supposed to rain Sunday in Green Bay.
No.
So that could be a factor as well.
Well, and Goff's health. He's coming off, he's got an ankle issue that he didn't practice yesterday. He's expected to play, but, you know, we've all suffered a sprained ankle. We know how gimpy you can be and how long it might take to recover. A little different there in the NFL because you've got the facilities to recover, and that's their whole purpose. But I would imagine it changes the strategy from Ben Johnson to what they want to do, particularly if it's going to rain.
Yep.
the running game is going to be key for the Lions, and they do it better than most in the league. So this might be just one of these slow, methodical, keeping on the ground games.
Okay, so trade deadline. Nothing yet from our Lions, which has a lot of people asking, what's going on? I think I know exactly what's going on, and we will get to that today at 11:02 here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Come join me, Andrew Filippone.
And me, Patrick Peterson, three-time NFL All-Pro cornerback on First and Pod for premier NFL coverage and conversations.
Our motto on the podcast is every team, every week, and we don't play favorites. Every episode, you get a glimpse of the entire National Football League with First and Pod. Follow and listen to First and Pod on Mondays and Fridays on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.